Hey, Chevra, did you all get the source sheet that I sent out on Boulevard? Fine. So let us kind of get into the sugya of Boulevard a little bit more. If you remember last time that you have it? Okay. Last time we learned, we went through the Gemara, which basically gave us the Klolam of Boulevard. We have a stira in the brisas about what the halacha is. It says borer umeniach, etc. Then it says lo givrar. So what does that mean? So the Gemara had two rejected approaches, and then the three approaches that the Gemara says midi katani sounds like those three approaches are saying not, sounds like the Gemara is not saying that it's wrong. The Gemara is just saying, well, that doesn't seem like it's pshat. As opposed to when the Gemara asks, is it mutter livrar pachos mikashir? The Gemara is saying halachically it's wrong. But when it comes to the difference, the Rashi tables everyone uses is ochel biyad miyad or ayel, right? Ayel is och is la'alter. And yeah, it's no. What is it? It's Ochamitov Solas Yad. What? No, Ayo. It runs Alter. Okay, right. So it's that's Ayo. Ayo Meshulash is like one of the classical Sfarim on Boria. So what I want to do today is go through the sugya of Boria and kind of get us to the place that will begin Halacha Lamaisa. The first piece to discuss is a Gemara that we should just have in our back pocket because it will continue to come back. The Gemara writes it's on Ayin Gimel and Beis the bottom line. Zora borer tochein merakeid, right? Frek the Gemara, hainu zora, hainu borer, hainu merakeid. L'chora, the Malacha is exactly the same. Rashi writes that by all of them, right, is mafresh ochel min hapsolas, right? So therefore, it's the same malacha. And for the Gemara, Abaye and Rava both say, kol milsa to have a mishkan afal gav de ikud damyala chashav la. Meaning the definition of avos malachos is something that happened in the mishkan. This was, or these three are discrete actions that happened in the mishkan. So despite the fact that there are similarities, there's overlap, the purpose is the same, it is included in the avos, going back to our conversation I had a few minutes ago about Rav Soloveitchik Mahalach and learning, right? So this is not saying, oh, we'll categorize stuff based on lumdus. This is saying, no, right? Zoreb, Boreb, Merakid, three distinct categories, therefore there'll be three avos. Correctly, my Velichshanami Kotesh, right? You should also have Kotesh. Kotesh basically is that you like, sometimes you can do this with like garlic. If you want to remove the shell of the garlic, you can just like pound on it and the shell comes off. So apparently you could do that by wheat also. How come this is not one of the malachos? So Abaye says it's not necessary. She can only ochal pito below ketisha. That you can eat bread without kotesh. And therefore, it is not a necessary activity. Rava says, it goes like Rebbe, who says that there's only 39 avos. Were you to have kotesh, you'd have 40. I take one of them out, ela machverta k'da abaya, which is that only those malachos which are in the Mishkan, and everyone has to do. Presumably in the Mishkan when they made the menachos. Right? They would probably use good wheat, and they wouldn't be like the ani who's ochel below ketisha. But since in theory you can avoid that malacha, so therefore it's not listed as one of the lamates. Good. So now this Gemara is kind of background for what we're going to do. We'll come back to this after we see Yerushalmi. But why don't you take a look at the Baal HaMa'ar? Right. This actually is something that Sarah Finkelstein discussed in her Chabura, no? About the sugya of what's called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and the sugya of Mikalko B'Chabura, right? Is that came up, correct? I think that came up. So the Ba'al Ha'ar, in the context of the Gemara, says that Mekalkel b'chabura depends on Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. So the Ba'al Ha'ar says that nowhere in Shas do you have a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon about this Nekuda. But since there is a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon about Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, and that appears many times in Shas, so what we'll do is we will make a connection between them. V'akesher k'shekosher halalu, the connection is mishra mila, the fact that I need a pasuk that says that meal is permitted on Shabbos, and the fact that the Torah says Havara is usher by a bas kohen on Shabbos, this teaches me that mekalkel in general is going to be whatever. In other words, nowhere in Shas do I have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about mekalkel, but I do have a machlokes about melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. And that relates to why there's a heter of milah. The details over here are a little difficult. Vizehu bir hadavar, fifth line. Kol shloshim v'teisha malachos shayu k'negdim mishkan, kulan hayu behen tzarech l'gufan. Chutz min hazoreh v'haboreh, shuzoreh hamot min hagoren, uboreh hatzroris min hakri. Right, so this vizehu ikar malach don lidchos hamot v'hasteros. Right, so what's the Ba'al Ha'amar saying? So there are two chidushim in the Ba'al Ha'amar. One of them you should figure out, and the other one will require a teeny bit of hesber. I'm sorry, can you ask it?
Is like the is that 37 malachot are by definition malachot b'chol, except for the, but the last remaining are Bor and Zorah, where that's what we're trying to do is get the bad away from.
Correct. So the Ba'al Ha'amar is saying two things. One is that Zorah and Borer, even though they're malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa, you're still chayiv. It's in a tzricha l'gufa because you're trying to get the bad stuff away. That's what the Ba'al Ha'amar suggests. Now, there are a few chidushim in this Ba'al Ha'amar. Yeah.
It is unlawful because you're trying to get the good.
So the Ba'al Ha'amar is learning that the malacha of borer is I am removing the bad.
Plus, this is not.
Ocho mitoch solas is okay
That's our way of doing
because
it.
I
Saying
am,
okay, border.
yeah, or okay borer in the sense of it's not going to be borer min haTorah. Borer min haTorah is I am removing the bad, and borer min haTorah is a malacha shein sri haligufa.
What we
So the Ba'al Ha'amar leaves Merakeid out. The Gemara says, Hainu Zorah, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakeid. Why does he leave Merakeid out? So I'm not sure, but what I do think is a possibility is that Zorah means I take the wheat, I flip it up on the board that separates the kernel from the chaff. Borer is after it lands, I have rocks and I throw the rocks away, so I have the kernels. Merakeid is after I grind it, I want to make sure that all the flour is the same consistency. I want to separate the good flour from the bad flour, or the thicker flour from the thinner flour, whatever the term you want to use. That might mean that by both Zorah and Borer, I am dealing with objective psoas. By Merakade, it's not real psoas. And if you go back to when we learned, I know it feels like a million years ago because it was before Yontif, but if you remember, there was a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about the girsa of the Gemara. According to Rashi, the din of borer is only when it's ochel and mamish psoles. Rashi does not have the girsa of ha'il fun of shnei mine ochlem. Right? Tosfos has that girsa. So according to Rashi, the Baal HaMa'ar makes sense. According to Tosfos, so then l'cha'ora, we should include Merakade in this list, not only Zohar and Borer. That's Nekudah Rishona. Nekudah Shnia within this Baal HaMa'ar is as follows. How do you define malacha she'ein tzricha legufa? So there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosis throughout Shas. Rashi's lashon of malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, or to be more precise, the Ramban quotes Rashi as using this lashon, even though, as far as I know, Rashi never really uses this lashon. But malacha she'ein tzricha legufa means that your kavana is lesalek me'olav. The paradigmatic case of malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is, I am motzi a mace. You have a corpse at home. The corpse is going to stink up your apartment. You don't want it there. Yes, it's... Should I pause?
No, I mean, it's just an awful... Like, one of my aunts her friend's father died. Before my father. And she's like, what are you going to do?
And he's sad. He's sitting there, like, what are you going to do with the body? And I don't know where it came from. I was like, he can't call in his pocket. The Kikaratino. Great. We learned the Nino Luxa. Dovin Hamelech. Yeah. Right. 100%.
But it was not a sensitive thing to say.
No, it's again, like, this is for halacha command. That might be a super sensitive thing. I think that's losing the halacha command game. Absolutely. But the point is, okay, let's bring this back home. Rashi understands malacha she'ein tzricha legufa means lesalek me'olav. I don't want this. I am getting rid of the mace. That is malacha she'ein tzricha legufa according to Rashi. So according to the Baal HaMa'ar, it's malacha she'ein tzricha legufa because I am doing the salik, right? The psoles. I don't want the racks here. Now, Tosfos's definition of malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is that malacha she'ein tzricha legufa means I'm doing a malacha for a different reason than it was done in the Mishkan. Now, that's why Tosfos understands malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. According to Tosfos, there is no reason why just removing stones would, by definition, be considered malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Right? The Baal HaMa'ar is saying that borer, by definition, is malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. According to Tosfos, that's not really correct. According to Tosfos, that is not correct necessarily, because malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, according to Tosfos, is just, are you doing it the way it was done in the Mishkan? That's the first point. So I think the Baal HaMa'ar, and it's common that the Baal HaMa'ar agrees with Rashi, but the Baal HaMa'ar is assuming, like Rashi, on both of these points, that borer means borer mamish psoles, and he's defining malacha she'ein tzricha legufa the way Rashi defines it. It happens that we'll see in a few minutes, or we'll see a citation that that the Biur Halacha brings from the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, where the Yeshuas Yaakov is talking about Zoreh, Borer, and Merakeid. But I think we can explain why, according to Rashi, Merakeid is not part of the is not part of the Cheshbon. Okay. Now, let's go weiter. So that's the Shita of the Bahamar. The Bahamar is saying that we have exceptions to the rule of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa being Pater. Everyone is masking that by everybody is masking that by Zoreh and Borer, even though it's Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, you're going to be Chayiv. I'm just flipping through to look where that Tosfos is. I remember it's on the bottom of the page. In the first wide lines, one of these Tosfos, I'm just not remembering exactly what that. Okay, now, the Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMa'ar. What? Is not the Ramban, I was just right. I think it actually is, but it's this Ramban on the page is a Ramban and Daf Kuvav in the Chidushim, but it goes on for like 30 paragraphs. And the part that I referenced is not the part that I gave on the source sheets. But the Ramban over here writes, he says that there's no such thing as Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa that is going to be chayiv. When you, let's say, cut off your nails, so you're going to be chayiv because it's a tolda, even though you don't need the nails itself, that still is called Malacha Tzricha Legufa. There are different ways of understanding this Ramban. The Biur Halacha in Shin Mem understands that the Malacha is Tikkun Haguf. When I cut my nails, the idea is that my nails look nicer. When I cut my hair, I look nicer. So it's not Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, even though I don't need the hair that comes off. I don't need the fingernails that come off. But nonetheless, I'm doing it for the tikkun involved. V'chein hazoreh v'haborer. The Ramban writes that zoreh and borer are also not melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Meaning what? Right? He's obviously arguing on the Baal HaMa'ar. Let's just try to put it. Let's try to put it into terms.
Even though you don't want the solet, you're being tapping the flesh of your breath.
Correct. But in other words, the Baal HaMa'ar understands that the Malacha of Borer is Hasaras HaPsoles. Therefore, it will be Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. The Ramban is saying that the Malacha is Tikkun HaOchel. And Tikkun HaOchel, right, is going to be, even though it is Tikkun HaOchel, Taka is Tzarech Legufa. That's the argument that the Ramban has. The Mishnah Brura, yeah.
He just doesn't think that anything that's, let's say, constructed.
Any of the 39, well, of the 39 melachos, let's say mechabe, in theory, would be melacha shein tzricha legufa, and it's only tzricha legufa when you need the ashes. But you're only chayav a malacha she'ein tzricha. You're only chayav a malacha tzricha legufa. There is no such thing as a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa that you're chayav for. The Baal HaMa'ar says no. I have two exceptions. The Mishnah Berurah. I just give you the hakdama to the siman, where he tells us what we already know: the general rules of borer. which is, and he gives it Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, that it has to be Ochel from Psoles. But if you do Psoles min ha'Ochel, it's going to be a problem, right? And he says Bekli is going to be a problem. And he says that if it's for La'achar Zman, it's going to be a problem. And in order for it to be mutter, you have to get all three correct. We know this already. This is basic Judaism. Take a look at the Bi'ur Halacha. He quotes Yeshua's Yaakov. It's a lot to read, but read it, and now let's put it together with the Bahamar, the Ramban. How does this Yeshua's Yaakov fit in? Yeshua's Yaakov, I have to Google who he was. I don't remember. Yes. What was his name again? And where is he the Rav? How do you spell it? Lvov, yeah. Lvov is modern than Lemberg.
And yeah, he says he's Yisroel Rabban Eitzel.
What years?
1775 to probably 1839. Oh, no, yeah, definitely 1839.
Right, 1770. Usually we know when people die. We don't know when they're born.
The question mark is on when he works. Like, did he work before he died?
Okay. I mean, say there. So take a look at the take a look at the Yeshua's Yaakov.
Like the Ramban.
Like the Ramban. Why? So he's saying, right, he's saying not like the Bahamar. The Malach is not on removing the Psoles.
But he's saying, why does it specifically order, like, why do you have to take the Psola out of the Ophel? And he's saying, like, what defines Tikkun Ophel? Like, is he eating something that was inedible? And now it's edible. So psoles was inedible, now inedible. But the food portion was edible, now edible.
So if the food portion was edible, mm-hmm. right? Let's say I have peas and carrots. That's like where I have my jelly beans. Everyone knows black jelly beans are awful. They're mamish disgusting. Tamar.
That computer version, only doing less colors, everyone got a bowl of styrofoam. It was all filled with jelly beans, but I got two bowls because I had my colorful ones, but I went around collecting everyone's black jelly beans, and I ate those. So.
Right, so you like black jelly beans, but you're unusual. Most women are not like you. Most humans are not like you. Most humans do not like black jelly beans, and black jelly beans are just there in order to what? I have no idea. In order to help give us an example of the Melacha of Borer. But according to the Yeshua's Yaakov, if I have jelly beans, black with like good colors, you know, green and red and whatever, so the Yeshua's Yaakov would say it's not really Borer because the black jelly bean does not mess up the red one. It's only Borer if it's not Ro'i La'achila beforehand. And then he goes on with a big chiddush based on this.
The fact of
Right. Right, so again, so this goes back to our Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, right? And by Shnei Minei Ochlim, so it would be a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's only Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa, like you said the Ramban holds, if I'm being metakein the Ochel, but it's only being metakein the Ochel if it was Mamish messed up beforehand. And when Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph quotes that when I'm borer, Shnei mini ochlim, and I separate min mi min acher am chayiv. That's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yutes Sif Aleph. That is only true according to the Rambam, because the Rambam Lashitaso holds that Malacha She'in Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv. Unlike the other Rishonim, kim'at unanimous, the Balmar also agrees with the Rambam, but unlike other Rishonim who assume that Malacha She'in Tzricha L'Gufa is pater, the Rambam holds that you're chayiv. Shulchan Aruch says that if you're borer ochel mi ochel, you're going to be chayiv. That's the only, because the Rambam holds Malacha She'in Tzricha L'Gufa is chayiv. Okay. Now, right, that's what he writes. In kein lefi devar of you divrei harambam and niskar b'shulchan asif aleph l'shitaso, that Malacha She'in Tzricha L'Gufa is going to be chayiv. But we paskin that it's pater. Vikasha, lefi devarav amai hetik harosh, v'yeser aposkim who amlocha shein tzichon gufas pater. How come they quote this din to also sheinu chafetz laecho mikri psoles? Right, this idea that we saw in Tosfos should not be true according to this Yeshuas Yaakov. Al karcha tzarech lomar that they hold that gam b'shnei minei ochlim hamu'uravin misyape kol min ayidei breres chavera mimenu va'al kei mikri melocha tzricha l'gufa. Right? Meaning, the bir halacha kind of fine-tunes the Yeshuas Yaakov. He's saying it's not true only when the machol number one is messed up by machol number two. But even if machol number one is misyape, that makes it melacha hatzricha l'gufa. Right? L'mashal, right, if we're using the Baal, if we're using the Ramban as the paradigm, right? So we said that according to the Ramban, the melacha of gozes is not removing the hair, right? It's not removing the fingernails. It's the yipui that happens afterwards. Now, you're not going to tell me that it's only gozes if your fingernails look terrible before you cut them, right? It's gozes if there is any amount of improvement. And that's really what the Bir Halacha is saying, no? And then he goes on with another Chiddush. Rak, Kozel Oshayich, tell me what this Kaddish is in the next line. Huh?
Spread out your silverware on the table.
What? No, okay. No. Spread out your silverware on the table is a different kula.
Like piled on top.
If I have this, right? Now, again, this might not be borer because the Or Sameach has a chiddush that borer is only shayach on small items. If I have a large item that is each one nikar kishla atzmo, borer is not shayach. I remember speaking about this with, I forgot who, and his line was, yeah, if you'd be machmir against this Or Sameach, you can't learn on Shabbos. Because how can you learn? Like you have your Sfarim. Hey, how else do you learn? You have lots of Sfarim. Now over here, it's some of an organized pile. No, like often you can have, I don't want to do this to Rabbi Nachbar, I want to be fair. But often you have piles that are not organized. According to the Or Sameach, that is not Borer. But when it's just piled up, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is not going to be borer because it's true only if it's a taruvis, and it's not a taruvis when it is like piled one on top of the other. You can't say that it's borer because one of them is messing the other one up because it's just piled on top of each other. It's not mamish messing it up.
Like a sandwich, is that cool?
So a sandwich is not borer, right? In other words, I have distinct layers, right? It's only borer where everything is Yiddish word farmished, right? If it's not all farmished together, that is not going to be called borer. Now, the beer halacha, right, mixed up. The beer halacha is accepted by many poskim. However, it's worth noting that in the Rambam's formulation of the Malacha of Borer, the Rambam sounds like the Malacha of Borer is by definition sorting, not selecting. Right? The Rambam's lashon is, and Shulchan Aruch quotes this, "Hayu lefanav shnei minei ochlim, ubirer min." Mimin acher. Right? If I separate one from the other, it's not that according to the Rambam, there's no real difference between the case of ochel mitoch psoles or a case where I am separating things. Once I'm understanding that separating is the definition of borer, or I'd say sorting is the definition of borer. So even though everything is an ochel, if I put it in distinct piles, that's borer. Right? I have forks, knives, and spoons. Nothing is really psoles. I need my fork, I need my knife, I need my spoon. Right? One could argue that according to the Baalei HaTosfos, it's not going to be borer because there's nothing that's really psoles. The Rambam says that the malacha of psoles is by definition whenever I have two minim and I put the two minim in different categories. It's not about ochel and psoles for the Rambam. It's about tumenim. Right? This is going to be relevant lahalacha. Again, I'm not sure, how far we'll be able to do in Borah. I think we only have like three shiurim left or something. But Reb Asher Weiss has a beautiful essay where he writes that the Rambam defines borer as based on tumenim, not based on ochel and psoles. Therefore, if I have something which is called one min, there can't be borer. Now, what would that mean? That would mean if I have pieces of fish. Again, how I define one min and two minim is not at all pashut. Comes up to some extent in Yerideya in the sense of what's called min b'mino, what's called min b'she'eino mino. But if I have larger pieces of fish on the plate and smaller pieces of fish, is that borer? Right? That's only one min. So for the Rambam, that can't be borer by definition. But if I say that borer is based on ochel and psoles, and I follow Tosfos, that the definition of ochel and psoles is subjective, and the stuff that I don't want is psoles, so then in theory, my big fish and my small fish could be a problem. Right? You had a comment, Sarah?
Not taking a good like moving things out of the way to get to something that you want and not be bored.
If I put it in different sections it's for. If I just move stuff away, I don't know if it's borer. I don't know. The Rambam's lashon is I'm borer min li min acher. Okay. So Tosis is saying by definition I need a psoas. The Rambam is not using the words psoas. He said, or the Rambam says psoas, or I have two ochlim. Right? He's not saying that one of the ochlim becomes a psoas. This is relevant because in the Bir Halacha scenario, he says, oh, well, if I have a pile of stuff, so then one doesn't mess up the other, so it can't be real psoas. Okay. According to the Rambam, that still might be a problem. Now, the next part of the Bir Halacha, though, which is that you need a taruvis to be a psoas, and when you have a seven-layer cake, right? Pesach, right? They have these seven-layer cakes. All of them are potato starch. They all taste the same. It's unbelievable. But all the layers, according to the Rambam, the Bir Halacha says, well, if it's layered one on top of the other, it could be that's not a taruvis. If it's not a taruvis, I think it's mutter, even according to the Rambam. I think taruvis is a definition of boder. Fine. So far we have azoi, machlokas between Bahamar and Ramban, about what the definition of borer is it melacha shein tzricha l'gufa or not? A Yeshuas Yaakov who agrees with a Ramban, and the Mishnah Berurah kind of doctors up the Yeshuas Yaakov, and then we mentioned just for your edification, we mentioned the Shita of the Rambam, who's a little bit different than everybody else. Take a look at the Yerushalmi. Is that the next verse? Yeah. Take a look at the Yerushalmi. Is the Yerushalmi like Baal HaMa'ar, like Ramban? How does Yerushalmi fit in? Erase. What? Okay, so sroros are where are you? Sroros are pebbles. You're like Bava Kamma, right? Sroros is not the second parak. Okay? Right. Sroros is a toldo of regal, that the animal is walking. And it steps on the pebble and it becomes a projectile and it breaks something else. The Tzoros is a halacha, maybe halacha Moshe Sinai, that you are Mishalom Chatzin Tzoros, I have pebbles.
Find it so what? Like, do you want to take it with you? Or you just don't? I don't know. I really don't. Maybe it's a, like it's based on the person. Okay, let's just say that was you there for one or the other somewhere
So,
you got public.
well, we had that idea depending on the person. We had that in Tosfos, but Yerushalmi is saying like this: Reb Yudon, Yeshu borer tzroros kol hayom v'eino mischayiv. Yeshu noto kigro geres u'miyad mischayiv. I can be removing pebbles all day and I'm not chayiv, or I can just remove a small amount to grow geres and I am chayiv. Hey chavida, how does that work? Kri, Hayom, I'm sitting by a silo. I have like one of these big things with lots of wheat, and I'm taking pebbles out all day. I'm not chayiv. Why not? Why would you not be chayiv? So l'cha'ora, I'm not chayiv because I'm taking pebbles out all day. But acharei kachlos hakol, are there going to be some pebbles that remain? Yeah. Right? So that means there is no tikkun ha'ochel. Tikkun means I make it better. It's done. I fixed it. I have not fixed the ochel because there are still tzroros there.
So now, if you take a bundle of wheat And then you take out all the holes there.
If I take out one grogeris, meaning let's say I have just a fig full of pebbles and I take it out, and let's say there's nothing else that remains, no other pebbles that remain, then I'm chayiv. The last four lines of Yerushalmi, I just should have cut out.
If you took out something,
If I what?
and then once you have like a finite amount, and then you could realistically in the call.
Again, I think the Yerushalmi is saying that borer means tikkun ha'ochel, and if I'm taking pebbles out all day and it's not metukan, I'm not chayiv. But I could take out a tiny bit and I still am chayiv. Because I'm metaking it. But there are different scenarios. If there's tikkun, then I'm chayiv. If it's not tikkun, I'm not chayiv. Make sense?
Is on fire.
The case of Nachayev is I have a whole silo of wheat and there's Tzroras inside it. And I'm pulling out rock, rock, rock. It's been all day. I'm not Chayev because when all is said and done, I'm going to have rocks mixed with my wheat and I was not metaking the Ochel. The Yerushalmi is saying that Borer means Tikkun HaOchel. And therefore, I'm not going to be chayiv. I'm not going to be chayiv unless the ochel is mamish fixed. Okay, so
I'm working my way through.
the shear in terms of being chayiv a carbon, right? That's your question?
No, I would say like this. Like, do you need one contiguous piece of food to be totally transformed in order to be filed?
Are you saying because maybe I have this corner is done?
Yeah.
Or maybe it depends on what I plan on doing, right? The Yerushalmi sounds like I'm not going to be chayiv, I guess because I want to make the entire kri usable, and it's not usable. The Eglei Tal developed an idea that the Bavli definitely disagrees with this Yerushalmi. This will require a teeny bit of explanation, but let's try. If you remember, the Bavli says that Zoreh, Borer, and Merakeid are all accomplishing the same thing. The Yerushalmi has a famous line that if I spit in the air and the saliva gets dispersed, that is the Malach of Zoreh. Okay, there's a Chuvah Reb Kiva Eger that this actually appears at the end of Shin Yud Tes. If you look in the Mishneh Berurah in the Bir Halacha at the end of Shin Yud Tes, there's a story that Reb Kiva Eger was walking and someone poured water out of the window, and you began to think, is this the malacha of Zorah, according to Yerushalmi? So he says, no, maybe it's true only by a person because to violate the malacha has to be gedulei karka. And Adam is dino kekarka, avodim ahuk shel that you can't be pulled at hekdesh, etc. You don't take a shavua on Adam, Shavuos, Karkaos, etc. Adam is Hukash Karkaos. So maybe that's what Reb Kiva Eger says. Others say that Yerushalmi doesn't mean it. Yerushalmi Is it a mistake in the gear? So it shouldn't say Zoreh, it should say Zorek. You look in the Bir Halacha, the end of Shin Yud Tes, he quotes from Reb Meshulam Igra. The Meshulam Igra was like a complicated Talmud of the Ra, in the sense of he was like a bit of a scientist. Like he would have been the Torah Mada man. He would have been the YU Rosh Hashiva for sure. So Meshulam Igra, right, says that it's a mistake in the Girus on the Yerushalmi. It should be that you have for Zorek, not for Zoreh. Right? The case is that you spit and the rok goes dal ramos, and that's why you're chayiv. But the pashtus in the Yerushalmi is that Zoreh means separating things into different categories, and there is no eichel, and there is no psoles. It's just separating the rok into different categories. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Now, therefore, Eglei Tav points out that Yerushalmi is against the Bavli. Ah, okay. And he quotes that Reb Kiva Eger, Simen Chof, that's why I just referenced, pointed out already the Bavli is against Yerushalmi. Ach, Tama Yerushalmi, holds that Zorah is not because you're separating psolas from ochel. The Yerushalmi is going to shitaso in Maimer Beis. Maimer Beis is Perek Zayin Halacha Beis in the Yerushalmi that we quoted. The case of Hayoshev Agabe Kriyu, Boritzreus Kol Hayom, that you're not chayiv. The Kozman Shal Bira Kol HaPsolas, it's not Breira. Im Kain, Kevon Sha'achar Meleches Zoreh, Levarer Hamots, Od Nishar Tzroros, Asher Inam Mistalkim Rakhide Meleches Borer, Nimsa Shabashas Zeria, Lo Huvra Kol Hapsoles, the Eno Ke'en Borer Umerakade. Hey, do you want to try to take a stab at what this Eglei Tal means? Who was Eglei Tal? Before Moshe Rabbeinu, after? Before Moshe Feinstein? Before, good. Who was he? So the Eglei Tal is the Rebbe of Sachachov, Rebbe Avram Bornstein. Rav Rimon, actually one of the good things I like about his Sefer, I wrote about in my review, is that he gives you biographies of the people he's quoting, and he gives you little bits of interesting information. The Sachachov Rebbe was a tremendous Zionist. He encouraged all of his Hasidim to make Aliyah. They asked him, Rebbe, how come you're not making Aliyah? So he said, because I hold that the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only if you're a farmer and you work the land, and I'm too old. And if I would move to Eretz Yisrael, I'd have to be supported by Hasidim and Chutz La'aretz, and that's not the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz. The Eglei Tal wrote his Sefer at one point. The doctors told him he was sick and he couldn't really learn the Iyun. So he decided, okay, I'll learn easy stuff. So he learned Masechta Shabbos, and he wrote the Sefer Eglei Tal, which is unbelievable. It's unbelievable in terms of what he wrote. It's an unbelievable Sefer. So first three lines of this next paragraph, what's Eglei Tal saying? The paragraph that begins, Ach Tama Yerushalmi. Right? Remember, there's a machlokes we set up. There's a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi about the definition of Zoreh. Right? The Bavli holds Zoreh means separating bad from good. The Yerushalmi says just separating stuff. By the way, the Rambam, who says that just separating is going to be chayiv, would be along the lines of Yerushalmi, which is not unusual. Right? The Rambam feels that like Talmud is like one unit. Bavli Yerushalmi is all the same. Fine. So what's the Eglei Tal saying?
that there's a sphere in Rishon. That Rishon says on the one hand, you have to separate completely in order to tie it to water. On the other hand, if you're just sitting up, that's already your tie up for any separating that you've done. So you shouldn't do that.
Everything that you said is correct, with the exception of the word stira, meaning that the Yerushalmi holds that Borer has to be complete tikkun. Therefore, Zoreh cannot be the same as Borer, because Borer is a complete tikkun. But Zoreh, by definition, the Bavli's definition of Zoreh, that I am removing the bad by putting it on the board and throwing it up, etc., that is not complete separation, because after it lands, I still have to do another process of separation. So if you hold that Borer has to be complete, so by definition, Zoreh cannot be the same as Borer. So therefore, the Rishami is Mechadesh, that Zoreh means, right, separating into components, like spitting is Zoreh. The Bavli will hold that Zoreh and Borer can be the same because it doesn't have to be complete. To use different terminology, what would emerge according to this is azay. What would emerge is that the Yerushalmi is saying, again, Tamar's comment earlier, we'll have to take into account, but the Yerushalmi is saying that Borer is tikkun ha'ochel. The Bavli is saying Borer is not tikkun ha'ochel. Borer is hasaras hapsolas. If it's Hasaras Hapsolas, so Zoreh, Borer, Merakeid, they're all the same, and that I'm being Maser stuff that I don't want. And by Merakeid, again, I have to use a subjective definition of what I don't want, because it's all flour. I'm just separating thicker, right, more finely ground flour from less finely ground flour. So the Eglay Tal is pointing out that there's a Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, which ends up being a Machlokas Ramban and Bahamar. Rav Shechter always says this type of Torah is corny. Right? To say that a Machlokas between the Rishonim, right, is the same as a Machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, which is the same as Machlokas between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbeinu Shalom, whatever. That's just it's corny. That's Rav Shechter's nusach. But sometimes it sounds good. Right? It just, the pieces fit. The Bir Halacha quotes the Yeshua Siakov that although you would get the impression that the Malacha or the Yeshua Siakov himself is assuming like the Ramban, which is like a Yerushalmi, that Borer is Tikkun Ha'ochel. But we have Tamar's Ha'ara, which is, one second, who says Tikkun has to be complete Tikkun? Like Tikkun could be partial, etc., right? Maybe having fewer evil black jelly beans makes my container of Mike and Ike's better in general, and maybe that's sufficient. Point well taken, but Yerushalmi sounds like it's got to be complete tikkun. Okay, so this is so far Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Let's go a step further. Look at the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, again, everything is in Shin Yotess. If you want to do Borer, just read Shin Yotess. Famous case. Waiter, there's a fly in my soup. So what do you do when there's a fly in your soup?
Take some of the wine out.
Because I'm not being Borer Psolas from Ochel. I'm being Borer Ochel and Psolas from Ochel. And that is not a malacha. Okay, plug that into Ramban Bahamar. Katuv b'Mishnah Berurah. Va'alkein kishen nofel zvuv o davar acher b'machal u'mashke. We don't want to comment what that davar acher is, but it's apparently worse than the zvuv. Right? Something falls into your food. He says, by the way, b'ma'achal u'mashke, as follows. There is a, the Bir Hete, the Bayer Hete over here quotes in the Mahri Tats that whenever you have an ochel in a mashke, by definition, it's not a taruvus. If I look at a cup of wine and I have a fly in it, it's not really a taruvus because they're not farmished. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says that the fly falls into the Ocha and the Mashka. On the fundamental level, the Chazon Ish agrees with that Be'er Hetev, the Mari Tatz and the Be'er Hetev. But the Chazon Ish says that maybe there is Berurah if you take the fly out because there's a Taruvus between the fly and the little droplets of water on the fly's wings. And when I take it out, I'm like shaking that water off of the fly wings. Okay. But the Mishnah Berurah says that what I should do is don't remove the zavuv, bein biyad bein bekli. That would be borer. El yikach ktsas gam mehamachal hamashke in imo v'yizrok. Right. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, the melacha l'chaora is Ramban Bahamar. Is it hasaras hapsolas or is it tikkun ha'ochel?
Yeah, you're making it so that there's no
psoles. I'm making it there's no psoles. So how come I don't violate the Avera?
So maybe you could say that it's now new little power that they have. That, like, how do you define it? Is it like more of a...
I split the... Now I have, instead of having a big taruvus, I have a little taruvus. But I was not Meser Hapsolas. Hasaras Hapsolas means that I take the Psolas out. If I take Ochel and Psolas out, that's not Hasaras Hapsolas. Right? There might still be a Tikkun HaOchel here. So according to the Ramban, and the Chazon Ish, by the way, argues on the Mishnah Berurah. Chazon Ish says, don't take out the fly with some liquid because that's still Borer, right? Meaning Ramban, that I'm attacking the rest of my wine.
Like droppling and
plucked out,
and then you
grapple
with more, and now it's like, which
tarot
are joining together?
On a certain, like, global level, I could hear the
dip. Like, it's the same mixture that it was before, but we're imposing, like, a halakhic reality to make a brand new tarovis that is not accurate.
It's not a brand new tarovis. It's the same tarovis, just smaller.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if the Prima Godim has a suffix about whether there's Maisa Shabbos on Borer. Maybe Maisa Shabbos is a sugya that we had. It's one you give a chabur about Maisa Shabbos the first semester. Huh? Right. Sorry, Finkelstein. Okay. So Maisa Shabbos is that if I do a malacha on Shabbos, I can't get hanoah from what I did. Right? It's relevant for Yoredeo also, in terms of Eim Vatlan Yisrael Chatzvila, right? It's a similar type of idea. You can't get Hanoa from the Avera that's done. By Borer, is there Maisa Shabbos? The Pashtus is, it is Aser, because I am getting Hanoa. I'm getting Hanoa because it wasn't edible beforehand and now it becomes edible. Therefore, if it's Shnei Mine Ochlim, there's no din of Maisa Shabbos. Again, this is reminiscent of that Bir Halacha, who distinguished between, whose understanding, or the Yeshuas Yaakov, who's saying that it's only called Borer if one part ruins the other part. So then it would be Maisa Shabbos, because I'm fixing something. But if I'm not fixing it, if I just have Mine Ochlim, and everything is edible, I just don't want one of them, I don't want my peas, Right? I don't want my black jelly beans. So that would be the last Torah to make on this sugya is based on a Minchas Chinuch. This last Torah is something that Rav Yonason Sacks has in his Sefer. Rabbi Sacks, not in the Chief Rabbi, Rabbi Sacks in, used to be the Rosh Yeshiva in YU, now is in Landers. So when I say that the Chiyuv of Borer, the Chiyuv to be Chayv of Carbon, is a Grogeres, what does a Grogeres mean? So it's the size of a fig. Okay, got it. Of what? Ochel, Psolas, let's say I have Sach HaKol, the size of a fig, of, I don't know, the 20 jelly beans, right? And I take out 3 jelly beans, 3 black ones, because they're evil. Thank you, Tamar. Right? So 3 black evil jelly beans are removed. So Sach HaKol, I have a Taruvis, I have a Grogeres, but I didn't remove a Grogeres. I'm a Chayiv in that case. So that's a suffix in the Mishneh Berurah. That's the topic in the Minchas Chinuch. I'm drunk already. Right? The Malacha of Zora, that's what he's talking about. And the Malacha of Borei Meraki. The Rambam says the Shir is a Gorgeres. Rul Nispar Shamim Dai Sheyesh Bein Hakol Ha'ochel Vapsolet Ki Gorgeres. So Efshar that Zaref Sheyishayer Achar Tzas Hapsoles Ki Gorgeres V'chein Mistaber. Right, so what is the Minchas Chinuch saying? The mistaber of the Minchas Chinuch is that you need a grogeres of an ochel that remains. That means, l'cha'ora, that the malacha is tikkun ha'ochel. Right? And the ochel has to be a grogeres. If the ochel is not a grogeres, then I can't be chayiv. Okay, so again, so we have a major chakira about the malacha of Borer, and it's relevant for a bunch of issues, including the halacha lemaisa issue of the fly that we spoke about, and the Rishami's chiddush, etc. Any questions, comments, observations?
It's like big enough. You're not
necessarily
going to accidentally
eat it,
but it's like a
looking for. So, you're talking about like skin on a chicken or something?
You can never take the chicken out and then just put the little piece of it. Something to get like that, like the joints. I don't know what it is.
Oh, the cartilage or something.
Yeah.
So, again, so part of the Ramah Paskins that there's no borer on Min Echad. Now, that's a bit of a chiddush because that seems to be working within Rambam's definition of borer. And if you hold, like, Tosfos, Apsolos and Ochel creates borer, so it should not be a din aminim. That's what Rav Asher Weiss works on in that essay. But the psak of the Rambam is that there's no borer b'min echad. The Taz argues on the Rambam, no? Right? The Taz says that, no, borer is when I have Ochel and Apsolos. The Rambam is in Sif Gimel. Kosho min echot. Afo pishibore chatichos gedolos mitoch ketanos. Lo mikri breira. It's only borer, the Magen Avraham explains for the Rambam, if one of them is not ro'i la'achila, or it's not fully ne'achal, etc. Right? That's the Rambam Sif Gimel, the Magen Avraham Sif Katan Hei explains the Rambam. The Taz quotes that this idea of the Ramah is based on Trumas Hadeshin, who says that the Chiyuv of Borer is only had two minim, etc. And then the Taz disagrees. The Taz says, one second, how is this different than the Rabbeinu Chanan of the Taisis quotes that the Ochel She'enu chafetz le'echol is considered borer, is considered psoas. Right? So just, right? So the fact that they're both pieces of meat, the Taz asks, who cares? Lemaisa, you don't want big pieces, you want small pieces. That you're feeding, I don't know, a little kid. And the little kid can't eat big pieces. So the Taz argues in the Rama. And again, this issue is dependent on what we spoke about, the Rambam versus everybody else, in terms of whether Borer is a din in minim or is Borer a din in solas and ochel. That seems to be it. Okay. Any other questions, comments, observations?